Maguire come crossfield to the right to Sinfield. Sinfield out to Watkins. Watkins gets away from one, gets it over the top to Briscoe. Chance here for the Rhinos. Briscoe for the corner, and Briscoe is in. We've not had 2 minutes here. It's Leeds' first set of the season, and they lead by 6-0. Simple shift to the right. Watkins' offload was superb, and Briscoe just strolls in at the corner, and that's a great start for the Leeds Rhinos.
Yeah, it sure is, and you said it, you summed it up perfectly there. Super offload by Callum Watkins, but Briscoe, far too easy for me in the corner. Dixon came across, big man against little man, only one result. Briscoe too big, too strong, plonks the ball down in the corner. Leeds will be delighted with the start. Rovers very disappointed with the defence.
Crossfield kick, jump ball, here they come. Here's, it's been put down, it's come to Kelly, and Kelly's in, and Hull KR have hit straight back. Ryan Hall has dropped the kick, and Albert Kelly is in, picks up the loose ball. 5.5 minutes gone here at the KC Lightstream Stadium, and we're locked up. It's Hull KR 4, Leeds 4.
Yeah, Hull KR missed a trick on the left-hand side. Dixon passed the ball a little bit too early. He had a 3-on-2, and if he'd have just sucked his man in a little bit further, they'd have been in the corner. But the resuming play, it was a great kick by Campese, and that's going to be a big part of Rovers' attacking threat this season. Ken Seo on that right wing is a really, really good competitor on those high balls. He's done it all his career in Australia for the Parramatta Eels, and he set off again for Hull KR today. Really good jump. He couldn't regain the ball in, but what he did do was he batted it back inside. Albert Kelly had rang the play. He was first to react. Ryan Hall will be a little bit disappointed, but those fans in the East Stand are delighted, and Rovers back in the game.
Here we go, they're in now. Super ball from Adam Walker, and it's Mitch Allgood who gets the try under the post. Leeds caught asleep from the tap restart. Quick from Carlisle, gets it to Walker. Walker with a one-handed offload, gets it out, and Allgood's under the post. 8 minutes gone here at the KC Lightstream Stadium, and the Robins now lead by 10-4.
8-9-10 doesn't come any easier, does it? Quick tap from Carlisle, shifted onto his prop, Adam Walker, drew in the Leeds props of Peacock and Buchanan, and then at the last minute, as you said, beautiful one-handed offload, and there popping up on his back like an halfback was Allgood, who had the easiest job catching it, falling over the line, and in happy days, Rovers in front, and got to say they deserve it, man.
Here is Campese. Campese drops it onto the boot. They all looked offside, and it's been put down by Kelly, and Thaler's going to give it, and it's a third try. There was definitely, Walker was in front, Kelly wasn't, and he's picked the ball up, and it's a third try for Hull Kingston Rovers. 15 minutes gone here. It's the second of the game for Albert Kelly. They lead by 16-4.
Yeah, and I called it before again. Masterful play from Campese, who's just orchestrated this Hull KR attack with absolute precision and precise. And again, perfectly weighted kick in behind him. His half-back partner, Albert Kelly, for the second time, is the one who benefits from the super kick by Campese. Bounces into his hands. Thank you very much. Rovers very dominant. The big guys are winning the collisions up front, Matt. And it's given Campese the time to orchestrate this Rovers attack, and he's doing it with gear abandon. Great play from him. Rovers in front quite comfortably, 16-4.
As Aitken at dummy half comes to the right, Kylie Lulawai's out there now as Sinfield with the long ball, gets it to Watkins. Chance here, Callum Watkins straight up the field. He's got Sinfield on the inside, and Leeds are going to hit back under the post. 19 minutes gone here at the KC Lightstream Stadium. Sinfield with the money ball to Watkins. Watkins through a yawning hole. Sinfield backs up on the inside, and he's under the post, and Leeds are back in it. It's now Hull KR 18, Leeds Rhinos 8.
You can never switch off, you know, quality players, as we said, you know, the likes of Sinfield, Maguire, Burrows to come into the action shortly, and smart players they are, you know, they've got so much experience, and they're not panicking, they're down on the scoreboard, they realise that, but they know they're still in the game, and just a great ball by Kevin Sinfield, super step off his right foot into the gap from Watkins, and he didn't panic, straight to the fullback, popped inside, and Sinfield backed up the middle, and it was easy from there, 20 metres out, Sinfield scores. Leeds won't go away. You know, far too much experience for that, and they're right back in the game now.
To Ablett. Ablett cuts inside. Maguire on the inside, and Leeds are right back in this game. 26 minutes on the clock here at the KC Lightstream Stadium. It's come off the back of a highly controversial decision from Ben Thaler, but it was Ablett with a break. Maguire backing up on the inside, and Leeds are back in it. It's Hull KR 18, Leeds 14.
Yeah, you can't take your eyes off this one for a second. And I'm with you, Matt. I think that was a shocking call from Ben Thaler. I'll take that one on the wrap for that. We said he'd had a really good game up until that decision. Not only was the one, but there was two big howlers for me. There was a clear forward pass, but you play to the whistle. Kieran Dixon came up with two missed tackles there, and that's part of his game that he's got to work on, because if you're that Batman, you've got to make those tackles, and twice he just got brushed off a little bit too easy. Break up the middle, pass back inside. Danny Maguire's done that for the last 10 years, hasn't he? And he's there again when it matters. Johnny on the spot to pump the ball down just to the left-hand side of the post, and the game's back in the balance.
Big chance for the Robins. Here's Kelly on the last tackle. Gets it to Campisi. Campisi just drops it through. Here's Campisi! He scored! A try on debut for Terry Campisi! Took on the Leeds line, put the little kick through, Hardacre's nowhere to be seen, and Terry Campisi touches down, and that's just the score that Hull KR needed before half-time.
Super score from Terry Campisi, and there's an old saying, Matt, isn't there? There's no substitute for class, and I think we've seen it in 40 minutes today. Anybody who here, whether you're a Leeds fan, Hull KR fan, or a neutral like me and you, Matt, have just been in awe of what 40 minutes of super rugby league from Terry Campisi, and that's just the icing on the cake. Ball in hand this afternoon, he's been absolutely brilliant, putting people through holes, kicking game long has been great, and there we've just seen the little short kick. Everybody in the ground thought he was kicking that to the corner, and he just dropped it on his right boot back against the grain, and he followed it up and had the speed to get over. Brilliant, brilliant player from Terry Campisi.
Come to this right hand side to Kelly. Ball on the inside, Zod, big grab for Blair. Chance here for Blair. Oh, he's gone the wrong way to McCarthy. McCarthy has support. He's got it away to Dixon. Dixon for the line. Dixon has scored. Oh, he's knocked on. Ben Thaler's ruled he's knocked on. Oh, what a break that is for Leeds, and what a chance gone for Hull Kingston Rovers. Tyrone McCarthy should have gone to Dixon earlier, maybe, Craig.
I think there was a few mistakes there. I think Kelly gave the ball too early initially. Good play by Hardacre, who backed off and backed off and backed off. He wanted him to come to Kelly, but he didn't. Then he got the pass to Tyrone McCarthy, which was, like you said, was probably the wrong way, but McCarthy did fantastically well. He drew the cover, one-handed offload. You know, we're a long way away. The perfect man to make the decision was Ben Thaler, who was right on the spot, and there was no arguments from the Hull KR players.
Maguire leads are lined up here. Oh, that's the clearest obstruction you'll see all year, and Maguire for the line. Maguire's gone in. Surely not. He can't give this. He's given the try. That's the clearest obstruction I've seen all year. Danny Maguire's picked a second try up for Leeds. 8 minutes in the second half, and Leeds have hit back. I know they've changed the rule, but that one was clear as daylight.
Well, if not for the first time that Ben Thaler's come up with a decision, that's got Rovers right really, really cross, and Leeds back in the game. And for me, I'm with you, Matt, that he ran right behind him. Now, we've talked about tries being chalked off when they're debatable. That wasn't even close for me. He took out not one, but two Hull KR defenders. Maguire into the hole, round the back of his man, scores the try, but that's a poor decision, and if that comes back to influence this game, there'll be hell to pay for that one.
Sinfield shot ball for Watkins. Great line from Watkins. He's only got Dixon to beat. What a step from Callum Watkins, and Watkins is over. Superb try from the Leeds Rhinos. Simple shift to the right. What a line from Watkins. Gets the ball from Sinfield. Stands Dixon up and gets over by the side of the post. Game on again here at the KC Lightstream Stadium. 14 gone in the second half. It's Hull KR 30, Leeds Rhinos 26.
Yeah, poor read by the Hull KR outside edge defenders, and Watkins ran a great line, and then just one-on-one with Dixon. Super bit of footwork, just stood him up, and he plonks the ball down just to the right-hand side of the sticks. You can't take your eyes off this game. Call a winner, flip a coin, heads or tails, you take your pick. You know, super game again, but we said it in the first half with Campisi, there's no substitute for class, and Watkins is as good as we've got for me. You know, you pay your money to watch people like him, and that step then again was just, if you're a young kid wanting to know how to sidestep, get the video of that and watch it and learn how to do it, because if you can do it as good as what Watkins can, you're going to get a lot of money in your back pocket when you're older.
Gets it to Hardacre on the right. Hardacre with a dummy, and Hardacre scored! 13 and a half minutes left, and Leeds are back in front. It's Zach Hardacre with the try. It was Cuthbertson with a pass. Hardacre with a simple step gets over the line. 27 minutes gone in this second half. Leeds are back in front through a Zach Hardacre try.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed if your whole KR's tight defenders there. The big guy's in the middle. Hardacre through the dummy, and he just had the presence of mind and the strength just to reach out, and only millimetres got him over the line. You only need to be over by millimetres. That's a big 4 points. But I'll come back to the Kent CO one, Matt. That's got to be a big try every day of the week. A winger against a 38-year-old front rower, and he didn't have the confidence to go on the outside. And again, it was against a run of play, but it would have got Rovers just that bit in front. But Leeds have dominated this second half for the last 10, 15 minutes, and that try's been coming.
I don't think we've seen the last points here this afternoon as Aitken at dummy half comes to the left to Cuthbertson. Here's Maguire into a big gap. Here's Danny Maguire. Here's the chance. Singleton on the inside, and Singleton's going to seal it for the Rhinos. And Brad Singleton touches down. 3 minutes left here at the KC Lightstream Stadium. It's prompted a mass exit, and Leeds are going to take the points home. They lead by 38 points to 30.
Only I could read the lottery numbers like I can read rugby league would be okay, Matt. I've seen it coming. You know, Rovers are tired. They've given everything they've got this afternoon, and just you could see the deflatedness, if that's a word, on Hull KR when Campisi missed that one-on-one miss with Ryan Hall, and he got back into the field of play. There was almost like a gasp from them that we've given everything and we're just coming up short. There's been a couple of calls that have gone against Hull KR. They'll be better for the hit out. It's been super from Leeds. They've been up against the eight ball for long, long periods in this game. But champion sides find a way to win. Champion players find a way to make something out of nothing. And Leeds have done that there. Straight through the middle. Great play from them, from Sinfield and Maguire. And there's Singleton. Easy try for him. 20 metres out, the prop scores. But boy, Matt, we've seen a great game of rugby league. And if this is what this season's all about, bring it on.